Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Deals. These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Welcome back to Party Line on Boone's Best 102.7 and WILO, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast is at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinning, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutter. Let me try that again. Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
You pointed at me.
So I could take a breath.
Just kidding. As you can see in-house, we have Corey Faulkner, Assistant Director of the United Way of
Good morning.
Clinton County. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Did
happy
your team
to be
win
here.
The Super Bowl?
Yes. Okay. I am a diehard, don't like Patriots fan.
Yes, so. Right there with you, girl.
So I don't care who they're going up against. I will root against them. So
that's
I'm not
me
a,
too.
I'm not a Seahawks fan by any means, but that's who I was rooting for last night.
My husband's like, bitter much? And I go, yep.
Yes. Agree.
Right there with
agree.
You.
Yep. I will never cheer. My youngest came home and said, I think I want the Patriots to win. I said, well, then you can go sit outside.
Like
we don't cheer for them in our house.
No, so. I don't either. So I'm right there with you. Corey Faulkner is the Assistant Director, United Way of Clinton County. How are things going?
They're great. We are gearing back up for another busy season here. We just wrapped up, you know, in November our 2025 campaign, but we're already looking forward to the 2026 campaign and been doing some mid-year reviews with our agencies. We have 15 agencies, so we checked in on them and just to see how they're doing, see if there's anything else that we can help with. And they all reported back great news that they're seeing a big growth in their programs that we fund. So with that being said, it takes money to run those programs. So we're going to do our best this year to really campaign hard and get donations coming in from new supporters.
Are we seeing any new agencies want to come in under the United Way umbrella?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple last year that applied during the grant cycle. The grant cycle will open up in March again for those agencies to apply for. We go ahead and send out the applications to our funded agencies from last year, but we open it up to any nonprofit that falls under our pillars, which is, you know, health, education, financial stability, community resilience, anything that like that. We are going to be kind of looking, you know, our goals for 2026 would be the early learning education, which we've been focused on the last year or two with that, and also like food insecurity. So those are going to be some things on our radar when agencies and organizations are applying for our grant in March.
What do statistics show as far as early learning and what kind of a difference that makes as children then begin schooling and start to progress?
We talked and we connect, we've got a committee and everything with our preschool teachers around the county and our kindergarten teachers. It makes a huge difference to get these kids in and learning. And, you know, you don't think about it, but talking with Mary Kay over at St. Matthew's, there's even standards that they use for infants at 6 weeks that they are trying. Yes.
What?
That they are trying to.
Wait, back up. Did you say 6 weeks?
6 weeks. Yeah. That's where they, that's the age that they take their infants at 6 weeks. But they will have, they have standards and activities that they are pushing even infants to, you know, just the grabbing and motor skills and that kind of stuff that they work with. So it's not just bring your kid in and they sit on the floor and play. Yeah, it's, you
not
know,
that
there's,
that's not good.
There's a curriculum behind it all, for sure. And these kindergarten teachers see a huge difference in the students or the children that come through a program like St. Matthew's versus ones that do not. They come in, of course, you know, the state has really amped up their standards on where they want kindergartners to be and what the kindergarten standards are throughout. And, you know, they want them coming in already knowing their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s and colors and shapes, whereas, you know, 30 years ago, you went to kindergarten and you learned.
That's what
from
you did
the beginning.
In kindergarten.
Yeah. So things have changed in that aspect. So making sure that we can get that into our community is a huge importance to us, for sure.
Wow, I just didn't know it was quite that.
Yeah,
young. 6
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
and
that's,
you know,
just out of the womb, basically.
Right. Right. Yeah. But they do. You know, a lot of our preschool programs that we've interacted with, like I said, you know, we opened up St. Matthew's West Campus. We helped with the funding for that location, and we keep in touch with Mary Kay often, and, you know, we see such a big growth of need for that. And like I said, I know that partnering with our community schools and our county schools here in Clinton County, they are much appreciative of all the stuff that these preschool programs, early learning programs, do for our kiddos once they hit kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's just teaching them to socialize with other kids,
yeah,
and how you act in the classroom,
mm-hmm,
versus, you know, if you're just playing. I mean, but I just didn't realize it was quite that young.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was a little shocked, too, because I was like you, where, you know, you think, oh, it's just a baby. You know, what can a baby do? But, I mean, they do. They have things that they work with these little babies on for, you know, like I said, motor skills and their early learning. So
sure.
They do a wonderful job, and we're just happy to have that partnership with them, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, that's kind of what our focus is. We're going to be opening up that grant cycle here come March. And if there is an agency out there, if there is an organization, a nonprofit organization out there that may want to apply for grant funding, but they're not sure if they fall underneath that category, we tell them to apply, to go ahead and apply, and then our allocations team gets together and we go over the applications and we do interviews with them, and we kind of see what our goals are and who we can help and how much we can help them, for sure.
We were talking about mid-year reviews. Was there anything that came out of that that maybe some of your organizations were like, we would really like to have this, or we really need to change this? So how did all of that go?
It went well. Like I said, we got a lot of reports. Most, if not all, of the agencies that we met with are showing growth with numbers and the need for their programs that they do here in Clinton County. And like I said, that with growth brings, you know, the financial issues where they need to have more funding to help more people. So that was a big, I wouldn't say red flag, but a big concern for a lot of our agencies that we fund, because, you know, they're growing and we want to help them grow. So it's important for us to make sure we do well on our campaign so that we can help them. But in those mid-year reviews, we also help make connections with other agencies. So, for instance, one of our funded agencies, Quentin's House, that helps with child advocacy things that they need, we were able to get them connected with some of our county schools, because Quentin's House, they have a branch here, which is called Quentin's House here in Clinton County, but they are actually out of Lafayette through a bigger organization called Hartford's House. But they come to Clinton County and they have a building over here. And they don't know, they're not around the community members like we are. So we're able to make connections with our school counselors, with other organizations that might be able to help their needs as well. We also were able to help with Coach Kids this year with a game drive. One of their concerns when we met with them was, you know, they needed new material for their Local Heroes program. You know, that's when adults and high school students go in once a week. They have a mentee that they see for about 30 minutes. And a lot of that time is just, you know, playing a board game and chit-chatting about life and just being a supporter. So they were in need of some new material, some new games. And we were able to provide them with several games because of donations from the community members.
And that's one of the things I think that the leaders in our community, and I consider, you know, United Way as a leader in our community, do well, I think, is that we have really worked to, oh, well, you'd be good for this, and you'd be, you know, each person always has something in the back of their mind and listens.
It's about making connections.
It is. Yeah. And I do think that's one of the things that our community is really good at here.
Absolutely. And like I said, we couldn't do what we do without the partnerships from our funded agencies or other organizations outside of us. So it takes a village for sure to make things happen.
By the way, Corey Faulkner is the Assistant Director of United Way for Clinton County and our guest on Party Line.
What's some of the information for a 501c3 that's not filled out a grant application before? What's some of the information that they need to provide?
They just kind of need to give us what their program or what their organization is looking for. So in order to use that funding. So like I said, we have pillars, United Way, where it's an education. If you fall underneath education, health, financial stability, or community resilience, that's where we're going to be looking. If you fall under one of those pillars and you have a program, and like I said, we, as an allocations team and committee, we get together and we say, okay, what are our goals? Where are the biggest needs within our community? And we kind of, like I said, the early learning education and food insecurities are kind of on our radar this year. So if we see programs that are going to help reach those goals, we're more apt to give more funding that way. But like I said, we're not biased by any means. You know, we try to take care of all of the agencies that apply, but there are some that we don't unfortunately get to either give their full ask for or that we're not able to help. This past year, normally in the past, we have provided funding for food finders, which, you know, they help with food insecurities. But as a committee and as a United Way board, we decided the best way to use that money that we would have given to food finders, even though they're a great organization, they help. They have the mobile food pantries that come here to Clinton County at least twice a month, and they still support us. We just thought it would be best that we take that funding and we give it to our local food pantries. So that's what we decided to do this year, was have our local food pantries fill out a grant app for funding, so that we know that it's right here in Clinton County, because a lot of times, even though Food Finders is great, the local food pantries aren't getting the needs or the items that are specific for our county. So our goal was to try to better equip our local food pantries this year.
Are we, I continue to hear that we're in need of childcare. Are we still in need of childcare? We know that St. Matthew opened a West Campus. So are we still working in that direction?
Absolutely.
Are we still in need of that?
Absolutely. Even though we just opened that up here this past June, I believe it was, the campus out west for St. Matthew's, we had a couple local childcare facilities close down after that even. So that was, you know, more people that were looking for that assistance. So We are still in the process of our phase three for this this early learning, and it would be to build a new facility and house, depending on building size and all that, house even more opportunities for early learning and
childcare. Do we know
what
our goal would be? Is how many, you know, because I know that depends on the size of the building. Uh-huh. It depends. I mean, you have to have teachers. You have to have people to staff.
Absolutely.
You have to have electricity. You have to keep the power on. You have to pay a water bill. So do we have a number in mind? Like, you know, we really need this number.
I would say, you know, if we were reaching really big, if we were trying to go as, you know, and money wasn't a concern in building, I would say 100 to 150 more openings.
Wow.
Would be ideal.
Okay.
Whether or not we get there, like you said, it all depends on it finding a place and the building, and because we still have to pay for that.
Yes.
We still have to make sure we know.
Unless we're putting a plea out,
yes,
right now, if you would like
donate.
To donate.
And land, because we're looking for land. That's been a barrier these last couple years. Anita's worked really hard, and her committee, and Laura over at Healthy Communities. They've all been looking for a place to construct a building, to build a building. So
yeah, that's one thing that was nice with, you know, the church where St. Matthew took over out there, because it already had a playground. It
yeah,
already had
yeah,
something, you know.
Yes.
It was kind of set up.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of renovating and updos over there, which was really nice, because at one point that was the Noah's Ark child care center. So the basement part had good bones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just going in and kind of making some changes that we needed to make, but like you said, it had what it needed, basically. But this, we're looking to construct brand new and do something brand new if possible. So we are looking for land. So if anybody has any land that they want to sell super super cheap,
and
or they want to donate,
and you want it close to town here,
yes,
an ideal location. Let's talk about
ideal
what would
location
be.
Would be out by the industrial park.
I wondered.
Yes, because they have reached out to us several times, many years, that they need childcare in order to keep their employees. That's the big thing. So that would be the goal, over by somewhere over by the industrial park, if possible. But we've looked a little bit of everywhere.
Are the factories in general, I mean, would they go in to help a little bit from each one? Would they go in to help support this? And,
yes.
And
yes.
Get this started?
Anita's had many meetings with some of our big industrial factories out there. They, Frito-Lay being one in particular that I can think of off the top of my head, they've done a great job with trying to help and fund and advocate and, you know, all that good stuff. They gave last fall, I believe it was, a $10,000 what it's like a scholarship.
Sure.
To the new St. Matthew's West Campus, and that goes to Frito-Lay employees needing assistance for childcare. So they have been big on making sure that they're in this with us and helping mm-hmm. us get through this as well.
Which makes sense. You know, it's hard to get and keep good employees, and a lot of reason people struggle is with childcare.
Absolutely.
So if you can get that taken care of,
yep.
You're a better employee typically, because
100%.
You don't have to worry about your kids, you know, how am I going to take care of this, somebody's mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Yes. And that stops a lot of parents, mm-hmm. you know, and then they have to be a one income household, and that puts a damper on things too. So yeah, we're doing our best, and like I said, we've got some great organizations and some great community partners that have been working on this for a long time as well.
So what else is on the calendar?
Well, we talked about the grant cycle that's going to be coming up in March, so that be on the lookout for that. We usually post that on our Facebook page and our website as well, which you can find that at uwclintoncounty.org or on our Facebook page, like I said, Clinton County or United Way for Clinton County. Or and if you've got questions on that, you can always call our office at 765-654-5573. We are looking ahead for the 2026 campaign. We'll be selecting a new campaign chair this year for that. So that won't happen until our annual meeting, which our annual meeting will come up in April. And our annual meeting is focused on celebrating our 2025 campaign, as well as the wonderful supporters, the community partners, and the volunteers that helped us reach some of our goals last year. So that will happen in April. And then once we get that new campaign chairperson in, then we're going to kind of hit the ground running for our 2026 campaign. So obviously that's in the very early stages of working itself out and being planned, because we haven't got there yet. But we are going to be having, and I can't give too much away.
Tease, doggone it.
I am going to tease, but we are planning a new event for 2026. It's in the early planning stages organizing, trying to get it organized, but hopefully it'll bring in the entire community together with several resources, especially for our youth. So we're looking for that to take place in July. We don't have a set date yet, but we are looking for July, and we're working on getting some big partnerships with some other community members here, and it's going to be pretty awesome for the community.
Dun,
if
dun,
it could
dun.
Be. So, like I said, I don't want to give too much away since we don't have anything concrete yet, but it is definitely going to be the event of the year for us, and it's going to bring together a lot of people and a lot of partnerships for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's exciting. So keep an eye on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We might be leaking some clues and some sneak peeks of what we have going on at later dates, just be on the watch for that. So that's coming up. Like I said, our goal is about mid to late July to plan something big for our community. And like I said, it's going to be geared kind of for the youth, but it will have a little bit of everything. So for everybody here in our community. So we're looking to facilitate something big and make some big progress.
Corey Faulkner is the Assistant Director for United Way of Clinton County. We've talked about the youth, but what are some of the things, other than child care and early child education, what are some of the other things that you folks are seeing or maybe hearing from people that we are still needing in our community?
Like I mentioned earlier, food insecurities right now, with, here a few months back when they shut down the government help and the SNAP benefits, a lot of people took a big hit with that. We were honored to partner again with Clinton Central High School, their students and staff, and we had a community service day in December this past year, and we were able to construct 5 new, they're called Little Free Pantries, that we will be putting out in the spring once the ground falls, but they will be 24/7 access to food. I'm sure people have seen them around. They also look like those the little libraries where you take a book and give a book.
Sure, yes.
So it has that same concept.
Yeah.
So the students out at Clinton Central built them and are going to, I believe, help put them out. And that's going to go to our smaller areas.
What I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Where will these be located?
Yeah, so our smaller community towns, I'm thinking like Forest and Kirkland and, Mulberry, the Colfax, those places that you will be able to, because that can be an embarrassing situation a lot of times when a lot of people don't want to ask for help. And so this gives them some dignity to go and get items, get food without having to really interact with anybody. It'll just be there. It'll be available 24/7, because that's the other thing. Sometimes our food pantries, they're only open so many days during a certain time, and a lot of people can't get there. So this will help with that, we hope. And then, like I said, we've got some planning to do to see what else we can do out there in our community to help with that as well.
Well, and that'll give people an opportunity too. Like you said, food pantries, and their hours are limited for people who donate, because you can, not only can you receive goods, non-perishable items.
Yep.
from these boxes, but you can also put non-perishable items in those boxes for people.
It's kind of a take what you need and give what you can situation. So our Clinton Central friends and students also did a food drive that we will be using part of their non-perishables to stock them. But it is going to be one of those things that we would love to have the community participate giving back, you know, throwing in a couple cans of green beans every now and then if you've got extra and you see it. That way it just kind of keeps itself stocked. It's a great way to give back as well.
I think there's a lot of people that don't realize that we do still have food insecurity in our community. You know, we are such a lucky area compared to a lot of other places that I think people still don't see that we actually still have food insecurity here.
Yes. Yeah. We get calls often at United Way about, you know, where's the food pantries? When's it open? How late? You know, that kind of thing. So we know it's out there. We know it's a need. And we want to make sure that people have their basic needs. Well, if you need your basics.
And I think our schools see it more than anybody.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's very encouraging to see all of our schools coming together, having food drives. All these kids are doing all of this stuff, building the boxes. They just did the meals there.
Yeah.
November, we did that, something like that. You and I went out there.
I can't remember.
I think that was the FFA, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did that with the FFA.
You know, it's just they all are giving back. And for our kids to see this and see the need, then a lot of the adults, I think you need to wake up.
Yeah, and it's a learning. It's an educational experience as well for these kids. And that way that they see, like, what I'm doing is good. What I'm doing is helpful. And who I'm impacting is helpful. So it brings our community even closer together for sure.
Yeah, yes. Let them know they can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
One of the things that she just looks forward to the most is this auction.
And we've talked about it several times, haven't we? Yes.
Is it coming up soon?
It will be coming up. It will be coming up. We haven't decided exactly what date yet. We've even talked about pairing it with one of our big events that we talked about earlier. We are planning it. It will happen this year. I promise it will happen this year. I just don't have a date yet for it.
Okay.
But be on the lookout.
We will
make sure that we post things on our social media pages and our website to help give clues or know dates for sure.
And that's an opportunity for people to donate. Really cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Things
it, could, it wouldn't happen if it weren't for our great supporters and our great donors that give. So if somebody now is interested in, hey, how can I help? How can my business or how can us as an individual family help support? We're always looking for things like that because not only do we use those donation items for our silent auction, but we do also do giveaways to help promote us and to help get us out there a little bit more too. So we'll always take any kind of donation, whether it be monetary or, you know, items of sorts, for sure.
I would ask you what the community can do to help, but I guess that would be the biggest thing.
Yeah, that would be great. Like I said, if you want to donate a gift basket or a service or, you know, items of some sort, reach out to us. And like I said, we'll never turn that down for sure.
Or just donate to the cause. They can do that, I'm sure, at the website.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. They go to the website, go to our Facebook page. It's all over there. You can scan a QR code. You can click a link and it takes you to our donation platform for sure.
Looking forward to all of that good stuff.
Yes, us too.
Okay, last final words because we're getting close on time. Anything else you would like to share with folks why we've got you today?
Donate. If possible, support, advocate, share. If you don't have the means to give a monetary donation, even if you're just sharing our materials so it's getting out into the community, advocate for us. That's the big thing. That's how we're going to stay relevant. That's how we're going to stay a big leadership here in Clinton County.
And I love that United Way, if you donate, the dollars stay.
Absolutely.
In Clinton County. So you know... aren't seeing our dollars go to Indianapolis or to Lafayette or somewhere. They stay here for our folks at home.
Absolutely.
And help right here at home.
And I encourage people to, you know, like you said, hey, check out the Facebook page, keep in contact with that. But look at all the other organizations that are posting things. United Way, you'll see it in a little tiny corner. You'll see the United Way logo.
We got our hands in a lot, for
and,
sure.
And it's like, you don't, you're sitting, oh, this is really cool, they're doing this. But then if you look at the, you look at the whole poster.
The sponsorships part, yeah.
Yeah, the little tiny logo in the corner.
Yeah, pay yeah, attention. We got our stamp on a lot of things, and we're happy to just be able to be what we are and to do what we do and to have the wonderful partnerships, because in return, that just strengthens our community even more. So it's great. I love being a part of United Way.
Corey, that, you know, can you end on anything better than that?
I don't think so.
No, you did fabulous. Thank you. Yeah. You did
Thank
a great
you,
job. Corey Faulkner, again, is the Assistant Director of United Way of Clinton County. If you would like more information, you can go to uwclintoncounty.org. You can give them a call, 654-5573, or they can check them out on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate you being here today. Shan Sheridan will be in tomorrow for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 1027. In the meantime, have a great and safe day, everybody.